This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. This election, voters rejected a statewide measure that would have raised money for public schools. Local school ballot measures, meanwhile, were a mixed bag. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
More than half the 29 bond and property tax measures for schools failed. Voters rejected several measures that would have required them to match state funding for school projects. Among the victories, Douglas County voters passed a $66 million measure to increase teacher pay and place more security on campuses. But Eagle County, District 49 and Academy 20 in El Paso County said no to measures to increase teacher pay, provide mental health support to students, and enhance security. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado are up a dozen, but below this fall's peak so far. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Right now, the state is reporting 244 people are in the hospital with confirmed cases. That's below the 257 cases recorded 2 weeks ago. Most of those hospitalized are older than 60. Wastewater utilities that test for COVID-19 generally report declining or plateauing levels of the virus. With the holidays coming up, doctors and public health officials advise getting vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Five skilled gaming businesses were shut down by the Mesa County Sheriff. Skilled gaming, usually called gray casinos, have arcade-style games that pay out prize money. These gray casinos were found to have illegal gaming machines and were the centers of other illegal activity. This is CPR News and KRCC.